Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Boomer Bunker Prime Time. It's time to smack some hiney on episode 190. Loading up the board with topics, I am Boomer Bob, and my backup singers for the evening, John Domingo and the Duchess.
Good evening, everyone.
Fuck, what happened?
I'm already aggravated. I'm already aggravated because the fucking chat's not working.
Oh.
Why is the chat working?
There's a lot of chat going on, I'll tell you that.
I know. And here we are again.
We got 127 people watching us right now.
Shut up.
Roll with it.
So
I didn't hold my bell nearby. I was gonna go.
That's what I feel like right now. So we tried out a new streaming service today. Bob and I, we did about 2 hours, and it that streaming service would bring up Rumble Chat, but not Kick Chat. So we said, okay, screw that. We'll just, because we have more interaction with Kick anyhow. So then we will go and we'll just go back to what we normally did, because I like testing things. Yep, that doesn't work either. Tried that. See, Bob, and before Bob, he couldn't get in here and be like an admin. He couldn't do everything.
Well, I didn't click the right, thing.
I understand. Because that's why I went to Restream today and said, hey, my buddy Bob can't do what he's supposed to do here, and what's going on? Well,
actually, on our last episode, when we left, it asked me, how were things? Thumbs up, thumbs down. And I gave it a thumbs up, and then it had a place for a comment. So I put in there, hey, can't figure out. I've been invited to the team, yada, yada, yada. So
did it send you anything back, or did the AI just tell you?
No, I didn't. Well, why would they send me something? It was your account. So I didn't know if they sent you something.
No. So anyhow, we got that straightened out. I played with something else. Now I have something else to fix. Fuck. I don't know.
Wacky ones.
I'm blaming it on Hamas.
I'm blaming it on Eric Zane. He showed up.
I'm playing with
stuff.
Yeah,
he did. He showed up.
Fuck that.
And infected. Who's playing with the back? Who's playing with the background?
I said I'm playing with stuff. Calm down. I'm not going to click like end stream. I know what not to click.
God damn it.
It's just the background. Chill your titties, which, by the way, Dean says that you have nice tits.
Thank you. Oh, Kate. I think.
Speaking of tits.
God damn.
I have nice tits, too, apparently, from Dean.
Okay, then.
All right. So I woke up this morning, and I listened to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast. It's our friend Mike Moore. He's been on Rubberneckers. He's not been on here. So, I guess it was a month or so ago, I did a podcast with Delvin Cox about gun control. And I woke up this morning and he did like this whole thing about me and what went on. And he kind of got some stuff right, but he didn't get some stuff right. And I was first thing in the morning and I was like, son of a bitch. So I went in and I pulled a bunch of clips but we got so much to do here now. I don't think we're going to do it here.
You're today. Ready to fight him.
We can make it's that a Rumble bonus tomorrow or something.
Or I got Rubberneckers is tomorrow.
Okay, then Friday or Saturday, whatever.
I'll do any day. You know me.
Some other day.
I got nothing to do and all day to do it.
I have no plans.
So that being said, we have a bunch of shit going on because guess what? Today, they stormed the Capitol. And they? Who stormed the Capitol?
Insurrectionists.
You think insurrectionists did?
Technically.
Well, I did see right before I came in here that the U.S. Embassy in Beirut is on fire.
The U.S. Embassy?
Yeah, that's well in there. Unless they meant the US Embassy.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Oh. So, yeah, the Capitol Police were over there having a bunch of... And again, why not? Why not?
Yeah.
Resting them inside. You know what I like? I'm going to back that up a little bit. I don't know if you noticed. You know what I like to do? I like to really light my insurrection. I mean, look at the lighting here and the camera.
Suck my dick.
I was trying to figure out what they were saying. It could be that.
Hold on. I'll back it up.
Say it enough.
Let's see if it's suck my dick. Hold on.
I think it
as
could
good
be.
As anything
search
else.
Search my snatch or something like that. I don't know. Oh, my
goodness. So I don't know if you look at the sign, but it says Philly Jews say never again now. So I'm like, yeah, is this, are these Jews in there protesting for Palestinians?
Well, you know, the other day I saw, and it had to be in, you know, New York, there was a rabbi in full dress, man. He was up on like a crate or something talking to a crowd, and he was saying that you know, the way that Israel's acting in regards to this with all the, you know, death and the promise of, you know, killing those, blah, 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 that doesn't go inside, you know, coincide with the beliefs of Jews, because that's, you know, thou shalt not kill, as we've brought up on this show. That anyway, I just thought that was interesting. And so maybe this is part of that.
Okay. So let me just ask the general audience a couple questions. What happens if Israel just lays down all its guns and does away with its military? What happens? The Arabs will come in and they'll kill every Jew in Israel because that's what they want to do. What would happen if Hamas and the Palestinians laid down their weapons and their military system? What would happen? They would live in peace because Israel does not want a war with the Arab nation. All they want to do is live in peace. All the Arabs want to do, from the river to the sea, Israel will be Jew free. All right. So don't give me this bullshit. What's that, Deuce?
I call bullshit.
Right.
Bullshit.
Don't give me this bullshit about the innocent people over there in the West Bank. They're still shooting fucking rockets into Israel. Like, they haven't learned yet. Like, Israel's amassing around them and they're going to come in. And they don't care. They don't care about their own people, and they don't care about Jews. The people, the leaders, they're over in, what's it, Qatar? Qatar? Qatar?
I always thought it was Qatar, but it's Qatar. Others say.
Okay. They're over there at a 5-star luxury hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Giving them orders, right? They're not in harm's way. They don't give a shit about their people. Yes,
well, you know
yes.
Who called for this?
No, Bob, who?
Representative Rashida Tlaib gave a speech to a crowd of protesters and got them agitated and riled up enough that they stormed the U.S. Capitol building. Can we expect her to be arrested? Will we get wall-to-wall coverage? Will she be removed from committee assignments in the office? Of course not, because The GOP always takes the high road.
Well, fuck the high road!
I don't know about that one, but yeah. So,
fuck the high road. I'm tired of the fucking high road. If the Hamas came into Israel on October 7th, early on a Saturday morning, and just viciously killed 1,200 people, took children and women and Holocaust survivors all back across the border as hostages to use as human shields. Fuck them. I'm sorry, but fuck them. They fucked around, and now they're going to find out. And you know what? Everybody's like, oh, we want to see some. I wouldn't want to cease fire. You know what? Oh, there's innocent children that'll get the kids out of there. Now, who wants to stop the kids from getting out of there? Hamas. Because
Hamas they block the roads. They're not letting people out.
Yeah, right. They're blocking the roads so they can't get out. They don't give a fuck about their own fucking people. I've had enough of this bullshit. And if Israel's not allowed to take them the fuck out, then the next thing you know, Iran's going to come in and Hezbollah is going to come in and it's going to be a shit storm here. We don't need that. Now, what I have here is I have this whining cunt, Rashida Tlaib. Mm-hmm. Here's her speech.
Continue to watch people think it's okay to bomb a hospital.
Liar.
We're bombed
your own hospital.
Liar.
You know what's so hard sometimes is watching those videos and the people telling the kids don't cry. And like, let them cry. And they're shaking. And somebody, you know this, they keep telling them not to cry.
Did you cry when they slaughtered babies and people in their fucking homes that were just waking up? Did you cry like that when they went into that that music festival and raped and killed people?
And kidnapped people, like 200 civilians? People. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kidnapped people? Did you cry like that, you piece of fucking human garbage? Did you cry like that then? Because don't cry like that now. I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit.
In Arabic. They can cry. I can cry. We all can cry. If we're not crying, something is wrong.
She can cry nice and safe here. She can cry nice and safe in America.
I heard a goat bell.
Not all America's with you on this one. And you need to wake up and understand that. We are literally...
He's back there fucking a goat. I can hear it.
Bob, I'll tell you what, the guy out here that's doing the hands, the sign language, he does sign language like you talk. Watch him.
People commit genocide and killing a vast majority just like this, and we still stand by and say nothing. We will remember this, but all of you, you need to know, I swear to God, Wahiyat Allah, you are on the right side of history. You are. You're doing...
She's a pig.
Everything possible to save lives. What is wrong with them? Stop it with trying to politicize it.
It's trying to politicize it.
Stop with trying to politicize it? Are you fucking kidding?
You're a politician.
You dumb bitch.
And you're politicizing it.
Go fuck yourself.
So President Mumbles. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob. Before I get into President Mumbles.
No, please.
I was just saying, President Mumbles is in Israel right now. And this is what the world sees. This is the leader of the free world. This guy right here, reading from cards. Listen to this.
Taking too much time, but the point is this, that I was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday.
Fuck you.
And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you. It was the other
team. The other team?
Yeah, it's a sports event.
It's not Baltimore. You could say Hamas. They who cannot be named.
Maybe he can. He does have a speech impediment.
H-A-M-A-S. Pretty easy.
Yeah, for those who don't have stutter.
That's true.
Well, I Googled it, and Hamas is getting 14 points. So, you know, they are the underdog.
But there's a lot of people out there not sure. So we've got to overcome a lot of things.
Speak up, Parker.
Mostly means encouraging, life-saving capacity to help the Palestinians who are innocent.
The Palestinians. Look.
Stop.
I don't know why we have to keep... See, again, what they're doing is they're twisting everything and turning it into taffy. All right? They're taking everything that they do, and they're twisting it. And, okay, nobody wants to see innocent Palestinians die. But Hamas is using them as human shields, and it's not Israel's fault that Hamas is using them as human shields. Israel today, they allowed humanitarian aid in. Where do you think that's going? You think it's going to the people? Fuck no. Yeah. It's never going to go to the people. It's going to go to Hamas. They're all buried down in these tunnels like fucking sewer rats, and they stick their heads up like the fucking cowards that they are. And they shoot shit across the border. And then when Israel retaliates for these attacks, then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, stop your fucking around and you won't find out.
Cam Jody called them Squint Eastwood.
Squint Eastwood. God,
there's some
Jody.
Good comments going on.
So. All right. So go ahead. Why don't you read some of them there?
So Mike Pellerito says, small minds can't see the big picture of what's going on. Budbugger says, Ahmed, it's cold guarding the goats. Better throw another baby on the fire. Jody with chirp. Sugarwater, what a fucking loser. I guess talking about Tlaib. And then with Sleepy Joe, someone didn't get his B12 shot. Budbugger. And Sparky says, he doesn't even know where he is. Can't this old feeble-brained dipshit ever talk without reading cue cards or teleprompter?
No!
I don't think anybody can anymore. Nobody can talk without some kind of a script in front of them, and it's fucked up.
You know who can? Vivek Ramaswamy, baby.
Yeah.
That's who can do
there's,
it.
There's a fine few who can speak right off the cuff and act like they're just fucking just reading it out of a book that's in their head, you know.
We had a comment from Mike from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks over on Rumble.
Uh-oh.
And he said, why did it sound, when you heard the bell, why did it sound like the lowrider wanting to start?
Oh, yeah. Doom, doom, doom. Oh, yes. My friends.
Mike also had a few comments in Discord regarding that.
Discord? We're monitoring. Don't monitor Discord.
Well, I just saw the comments pop up. So I guess he was ready to go a little mano a mano with you. So.
Mike wants to know where are all these people talking? They're talking over at kick.com/boomerbunker.
Yes. Join us
over there, Mike. Join us over there. Mm-hmm. Mike's all excited because we were supposed to be talking about his show and the shit that was going on with me, but there's too much stuff here going on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There we go. It's the only comment we can show.
I know. I am so fucking mad right now.
So anyway, so this was on Bloomberg. Biden plans to ask Congress for $100 billion in Ukraine and Israel aid. That's all this is about.
That's all
this is about, man. 100%.
Can you
change the toggle at the bottom? It says 10%. R. Extreme Boomer.
What's that?
In the chat where it says the overlay at the bottom, it just says R, and then you can click it to K for kick. Can you switch that?
I've tried everything.
Oh.
It says read only.
Yeah, it says read only chat.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Sorry, guys.
When you guys are talking, I'm still clicking around to see if I did something wrong here.
That's frantically clicking.
Yeah, I'm frantically clicking around. I can't figure out why this isn't working. But I will when I get done here because I'm fucking furious.
You'll solve it.
Well, I got one here for you that kind of goes along with this. Some of you guys who know your military aircraft, I don't, but I'm going to take this guy's word for it.
You want to know a sign that America's about to give somebody a big beat down? Is when this airplane shows up in the region.
The A-10.
And guess what just deployed from Davis-Monthan Air Force Base?
Well,
the Hawks. They only do two things, support the troops on the ground and kill tanks. And they are extremely good at it.
That's pretty badass.
A-10 warbucks.
That's just pretty badass.
They're battle tested, man. They were over in Iraq. They went when... Hey,
Jody says, way to blow the surprise.
What surprise?
That they're flying over there.
Oh,
well, they've been deployed. You've got other things going on too that kind of somewhat could be telltale signs. This guy here points this out. This is going on right now.
That's why they want to take out the ammo since they can't get to the guns. Yeah. Uh-huh. You heard about Hornady? The explosion at the ammunition manufacturing facility this past Friday the 13th. There was an explosion. Unfortunately, it claimed a life, but they found out that it was an accident. They were incorrectly mixing some chemical compounds and it caused the explosion.
Oh, now, as they do.
I can't see anywhere yet on how it's going to impact production numbers, but seems like a one-off incident.
Yes. Until.
Oh, yeah, there's this one too. Lake City Ammunition Plant, Independence, Missouri. Yeah, they decided to cancel all civilian contracts. So they stated that the policy to deny the sale of excess ammunition would not only freeze over 30% of the 5.56 and 2.23 caliber ammunition for law-abiding gun owners, but it would also risk the ammunition industry's ability to surge production capacity for national defense.
Do you know?
I'll tell you, if this starts looking like...
Do you know what the 5.56 and the 2.23 ammunition is for?
Well, they're for your ARs.
I'm going to say ARs.
AR-15s, yep. For the AR-15s.
The most dangerous guns known to man.
Right. Well, I initially thought that this was a case of, you know, because what they do is whatever the government doesn't buy of their production goes out to, you know, civilians to buy. So I thought this was a case of, you know, the government was saying, hey, we need all of it because they're going to walk into a war here, like a ground war.
So Mike from Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks is like, there's nothing going on, you coward. I'm not a coward. We just have other things that are going on. If it was a snow lose day, if it was a slow news day, I have 11 clips from your show plus video.
11?
Yeah, I have 11 clips from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks show that was this morning and video. to go over. I have it all, but we're in the middle of this right now, so I don't know if we're going to make it there. I don't know. Sorry, Mike. We'll do it another day. It's not like I can't yell at you another day. Because actually, some of this stuff would actually, you know, Mike is talking about some of this stuff on his show. Like, in other words, he wants it to where people, it's harder for people to get guns. He thinks that's, he doesn't want it illegal. He just wants it like real, real, real hard. Like,
it could be a couple
of illegal, but like 90% of you motherfuckers can't get a gun. That's what Mike wants.
Like if you're a podcaster. Sorry, red flag.
The stupidity over this gun shit. So, do I go into it? Do I go into it?
No. We're okay, still on the Israel
tease on it
and the effects.
You and Mike can battle it out.
Well, this is part of it because don't you think? And I don't know what goes on as far as Israel and how they what they use as far as their population. Can they buy guns? Can they own guns? Because with all that happening, if that happened here, where people come into the United States and started just intermittently killing people, I don't. I think a lot of Americans would have the capability of fighting back. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that they, but see, it didn't seem like that was that way in Israel because they're supposed to be the military's right there. I mean, everybody's trained. I don't understand it. So if you had that same shit going on here, that's why during World War II, nobody wanted to come to America because they said everybody around here has a fucking gun. They said there'd be a gun, someone behind every tree with a gun. That's why they didn't come here. But, you know, if you're a communist country and you don't want the population to have a way of fighting back, what do? You take away the guns. If you can't get the guns, then we'll just get the ammo because there's nothing in the Constitution about
take
ammo.
Take away everything. Like, no guns, no food, no, like, limit all supplies. So they're so concerned about not starving to death, they're not going to fight back.
This is right out of the North Korean playbook. Handbook. This is what he does. This is shit he does. I'm sorry. So where are we going now? Because I still have other stuff that's going on here.
We've got this guy. Okay. This is a Real America Voice correspondent, the Ben Bergquam. I will read the caption above because the video is almost 8 minutes fucking long. But we can kind of pan through it. A Border Patrol agent came up to Ben Bergquam in Arizona and said, "You need to know and you need to report this. We're getting huge numbers from Syria right now." Note, Bill Malugin reported at least 538 nationals came in from Syria between October 2021 and October of 2023. Now, that's 2 years. That's not huge numbers, but
I'm going to play some of this footage. I went back to Loopville, Arizona, and what I saw should shock every single American. As soon as I got there, there was a tent of 150 fighting age men, mostly from West Africa, Muslim countries in Africa, the Middle East, and India. And what they told me is that the new place that they're getting all of this, these people from right here, you can see the footage right there on the screen. Those tents, that was yesterday, and this is happening every single day. 150 of them. They said they had over 500 yesterday alone in that one location. 500. And what scared me, now I went up, the Border Patrol, you could tell, was so frustrated. They wanted me to get in there and film it and show you close up. As soon as I did that, at the end of this video, I had a guy come out from National Park, said I couldn't be that close. I couldn't film this. I had to go across the street and our own National Park, our National Monument down there.
Did you know that the National Parks are controlled by the United Nations? Did you know that? You didn't know that. Yeah, the National Parks in America are controlled and ran by the United Nations. That's why he said the guy from the national parks came up and said, "You can't record here." That's why. Well, how are the migrant men getting up here? In 2022, there's a video of a Haitian on the other side in the Mexico border gets interviewed. He shows a card, a debit card from the United Nations saying they're being funded all the way up here. They're not walking up here. They get out, they do photo ops, they get back in the bus, they continue on. It's by design. They're already here. And typically the way it happens, like what you're seeing in Israel or even Lahaina, Maui, create the problem, implement the solution. So where's the problem going to come from so they can implement these solutions of all these military age males? Do you know undocumented immigrants are now allowed to serve in the military? Did you know that? Do you think they will follow an order to fire on Americans? I wonder. You know, all these people, the countries they're coming from, they're the countries that we destabilized. They're the countries that we bomb. Not us. The military-industrial complex, they bomb them. America drops an average of 46 bombs a day for the last 20 years.
I don't know if any of that's true. This guy's jump cuts, but...
I don't know if that's if any of that. As far as we drop 46 bombs a year, I don't know if any of that's true.
Did he say the national parks are run by the United Nations?
United Nations. Yeah, is that true? No. It's not. It's by the. I didn't think so. It's run by the.
It's run by the Department of the Interior.
Department of Interior. This guy, the whole fucking thing is. Yeah. You have to fact check everything you do, Paul. Jesus Christ.
Okay, well, so we don't have. So everything that the Real America Voice reports is absolutely lies.
That's not what we said.
I don't know
about the national park.
I don't know. Okay, Bob. Yeah, you're just as bad as everybody else. In other words, if they have one bullshit fucking story, that means they're all full of shit. No, maybe they got every once in a while, maybe there's like a kernel of corn in a pile of shit. Maybe every once in a while, there's a good story in there. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes you got to, as soon as they said that the UN runs our national parks, I'm like, I thought that was the Department of Interior, but whatever. And what you have, I'm sorry, just give me this one second. You have both sides basically using propaganda to hold up their end. So I just want to show you this here. This again, here are these women. This is the White House. They're trying to storm the White House right now. Look, they think, don't they have sandwiches to make? What the fuck is going on here?
You should have tear gassed them.
This is what you should do with them. Here.
Want to play with mama?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's what they need right here. Bullshit. What's that, Deuce?
What's that, John? 20 important cities. Since 1972, 68% of all U.S. national parks, monuments, and preserves have been designated as World Heritage Sites. 20 important symbols of national pride, along with 51 million acres of our wilderness, are World Heritage Sites or Biosphere Reserves, now falling under control of the UN.
All right. I'll give you that. I'd still like to research that further.
Where'd you get that?
Google. That was a Google search.
I'd like to know where that came from. Everything is suspect. I don't know who to believe.
We can do research.
So. Yeah.
It came from the Virginia Land Rights Coalition. It was popped up by Google. I didn't blow that up or anything. It was
the communist
right in Google.
Well, he looked. So there was some.
That's what I say.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to believe it, Southern Flag. Oh, that those things spit like hell, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So gross.
Those alpacas, what are they?
I think it's a llama. Or is it an alpaca?
Yeah, they're small. Okay. The llamas are bigger, I think. I don't know. Look like an alpaca.
palate cleanser?
Sure, yes. Why not?
We could use one.
All right. This guy is spitting facts. Gentlemen who aren't married, pay attention. I clicked this button.
There ain't nothing better than this. Getting ready. Going to pick some apples today, right? All right, real quick. I don't have a lot of time. Fuck both of them. Stay single as long as you can. All they do is eat your food and take your money. Who's ready to go apple picking?
Me.
You know, he wants to drive off a bridge. Apple picking sucks. Who gets that close to that?
I seen a woman in a TikTok the other day. She was driving and holding some like bucket that they would come up to the window and eat out of. Ugh. And after she pulled the bucket away, she kind of began to like slowly ease away. Fucker, he calls me every show.
Jimmy?
It's my Jimmy. My old co-host, Derek, my old vocalist.
Why does he do that?
Put him on.
Because he doesn't care that I do a show. But if his band plays one show in fucking 4 years, I better be there cheering him on.
Well, maybe anyway, he's cheering you on. He's letting you know.
No, he's not, because he doesn't watch my show. So
how rude.
Real good friend. Anyway. So anyway, this woman begins to pull away from the alpaca, and it runs up to the window and spits in her face, just like that. That shit was hilarious.
They are.
And I thought it was only camels that did that.
It they all do it. The filthy, filthy fucking animals.
Well, here, you've never spit in a chick's face, huh?
No, I have never, never, never once in my entire life I ever spit in a woman's face. All right, palate cleanser. Here we go.
Oh no,
this is never. Oh, fuck me.
Oh!
I felt that.
I don't want to watch it again. Oh.
I can't.
A noise. He's now a chick. That's how you become a woman.
That's how you sing falsetto. You
explode your junk.
Jesus Christ. All righty. I figured you'd like that.
Jody says asshole corner pocket.
Got another one here.
Oh my god.
Kind of thought was some of our viewers may agree with. I don't know. Shout maybe not. What if your child was good?
No, as Jason said, I closed my eyes and thought Kate was screaming and opened him up to see with the monkey. Shut up, Jason. Right. Mean.
So this one's what if your child was drafted for war?
What if your child was drafted for war?
I didn't know it said that.
Let me get this right. You want to pass a law to draft my daughter to send to another one of your foreign fucking wars for something you created so your arms manufacturers can make more money for your banker friends. Did I get that fucking solid right or not? Now, wrong, elephant breath. My daughter will not be joining the military any way, shape, or form unless it's to fight this fucking war that this government has started against its people. See how simple that is? The very fact that you don't understand the societal fucking rules about women and children, let me school you a little bit. Now, the fact of the matter is you can't make your fucking recruitment numbers because your recruiters told so many lies like, oh, yes, you get the condo on the beach when you join up. Oh, you get to start here, but we're going to switch you to what you really want later. And the biggest boner up the ass, the VA will take care of you if you got hurt. Mm-hmm. Hey, the reason you can't meet the recruitment goals is because these young men have already voted with their fucking feet. They're not going to fucking fight. And the fact that you think you're going to get the women to fight, let me put it to you this way. It was one thing when you oppressed us with unbelievable fucking taxes. One thing, because we were living in nice homes and still eating pretty good. It's another thing when you spied on us to the degree that you did and made us realize that we don't have any freedom. It's another thing when you not only wrecked the fucking economy, but you fucking did it in such a way where you spent so much fucking money that went to special interest groups that the people never had a chance to benefit from it. And now, when you have people that are homeless eating canned goods out of the back of their fucking car, you know what? They may do that for themselves, but they're not, their kids are not going to go through that. Motherfucker, you're going to find out what people will do for their fucking children. You protect women and children because it's a societal norm. It has nothing to do with being sexist or unequal in any way. The fact is, you should always protect people that are weaker themselves and always stand up for the right fucking thing. And the right fucking thing here is, if my daughter is going to be in a war, she's not going to have to go to a fucking foreign country to fight it. Fuck your taxes. Fuck your withholding. Fuck your FEMA. Fuck your IRS. Fuck you. Fuck your corrupt Congress. Fuck your corrupt presidents. Fuck your entire election process. You know, I could go on forever, but let's face it, the world's not going to live that long before a fucking meteor solves a problem for us. So
hell yeah.
Fuck you. And if anybody doesn't like what I'm saying, you know what you can do. If you do like what I'm saying, give me a hell yeah in the comments.
Anyway, I don't know. I kind of agree what he says, man. Sorry.
All right. So I'm looking at the chat. Sparky Toaster says, Duchess, I put something in the Discord under the Boomer Bunker for John about his Vivek guy he likes. He's an Obama plant.
I tagged you in it.
Yeah. Do you want me to pull it up, John, while you... do yeah, whatever.
I know. Let's pull it up. Let's see what he's got. Let's see what he says.
I didn't know if you had anything else while I pull it up.
No. Okay. Well, I can do. I have. We can go to the Phillies game last night where the Philadelphia Phillies wrecked the Arizona Diamondbacks 10-0.
Backs. I mean
the D-bags.
D-bags.
And the D-bags. And then afterwards, we had a Philly guy run out on the field like a douchebag.
Never smart.
Typical Philly fashion. Here comes the security guard.
the whole crowd. Boom.
Down goes Frazier. Now, the Eagles are looking for linebackers. I think this guy should try out because he leveled them.
That guy was, I will say, when I looked through that article, they had some photos of him. He's in very nice fighting condition. I will say that. He has some very large arms. So he took this fucker out. Like, there's another video of it. It was a little closer, but my favorite is just hearing the crowd cheer him on.
We also got Brittany back, bitches.
God damn it. She's so fucking crazy.
And she's dancing with another knife now, and she's in her panties. Whoa. Hang on.
She on stumps? What the fuck? She cut her feet off.
Now she says, afterwards, she said, you know, these Halloween people, they're not real knives.
Uh-huh.
Does that sound like a real knife to you?
It's not fake. Clink, clink. Yeah. Yeah. It's the non-blinking stare that gets me.
I think the music sucks.
Oh my God, she's so fucking broken. It's awful to watch.
She's got a new book coming
out. What if she walked out of the bathroom with that, like that, when you know, go to the bedroom?
Kids can
see this.
She goes,
hey, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom. She walks
window.
Out. Really?
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit there.
She comes out of the bathroom with two fucking knives dancing like
that. I got
like
nothing
that.
To fucking lose. I might be like, you know what? This might be fun.
Fuck it. It's a good way to go.
I'm turning on my camera right now.
Hell of a way to die.
I'm
going
to live stream this.
The live streamer stabbing me in the head.
I've got the what he sent.
All right. Bring it on. Bring it up.
Oh. I'm trying.
Awesome.
Thanks, I kind of previewed it. It seemed like one of those coincidence kind of things, but I could be wrong.
Never know.
All right. How do I? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm still learning here.
They don't want this guy because he's, again, he's the John only one him. To me. I do. He's the only one that has, it's out it's there speaking name. To anyone. Yeah. You know why? Because he'll go into any enemy territory and have a discussion with anybody and disagree with them and let them disagree back, and he'll take it. And he still has a plan, and I like the guy. Who what's better? Give me one person that's fucking better. Trump? Get the fuck out of here with your Trump shit.
Still going to play the video now.
Sure, why not?
Please.
Republican this ideas. Is interesting.
These are not Democrat ideas.
Can't hear it.
Republican ideas.
This is an American idea.
These are fundamentally American ideals.
Imagine they were driving a car, and they drove it into the ditch.
If somebody has repeatedly crashed your car,
you can't have the keys back.
Do you want to turn over the keys to the same people who crashed it?
Is it Russia? In the 1980s or now?
Is this weird or what?
Ask for their foreign policy back.
I have a newsflash. The USSR does not exist anymore.
You know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
It fell back in 1990.
A skinny guy with a funny name.
Who the heck is this skinny guy with a funny last name?
But they sense deep in their bones.
I believe deep in my bones.
E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. We are one people.
I have a dream that we can be one people again.
Yeah.
So he can't write a speech.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that seemed more memorized. I don't know. Unless he memorizes everything that he says. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Still my guy. I listen to just about everything he puts out, everybody he talks to. Do I agree with everything that he says about everything? No, I don't. But guess what? I agree with 70%. Do I agree with everything that Biden does? No. I agree with like 3% of what Biden does. He's right now he's back in Israel. We'll see.
Sparky wants to know, is he a rhino? Why is he repeating Obama?
I don't know. I don't know. And they're pulling sentence for sentence. So I don't know. Someone.
Well, I mean, you know, Duchess may be right in the fact that there could be somebody who wrote a speech for him and is like, hey, let me watch one of the better.
Could be.
One of the better campaign speakers we've had was Obama. He was well spoken.
He was a good
very
speaker.
Well spoken man. Yeah. Very convincing.
Tell me who's the better. Who's if it's not Vivek, who's it? Who is it? Who's the better candidate?
Well,
who do you want? So, who do you back it? Trump?
So if Trump wins, are you going to be like Cher?
No, I told you, if it's Trump, Biden, I'm voting for Trump.
Well, she said, well, this is an announcement from Cher that she will leave the United States if Donald Trump is elected president in 2020.
Good. You know what?
Weren't they all going to leave in 2016?
Like, none of them left. They're all full of fucking bullshit.
Trump all the way.
Trump all the way. Well, we're going to get them, whether we like them or not, because nobody's got anything for them.
Jason says, Cher's still alive? Well, no shit. Like a roach. Good for her. She looks great.
If I can get this to play. This was come out just a few hours ago. Breaking news. Arkansas becomes the first state in the nation to force Chinese state-owned company to give up its American land.
Oh, is that Sarah? Good old Sierra Huckabee.
I'm announcing that Syngenta, a Chinese state-owned agrochemical company, must give up its land holdings in Arkansas. Syngenta owns 160 acres in northeast Arkansas, which it uses primarily for seed research. The company that owns Syngenta, ChemChina, is also on the Department of Defense's list of Chinese military companies posing a clear threat to our state. Seeds are technology. Chinese state-owned corporations filter that technology back to their homeland, stealing American research and telling our enemies how to target American farms. That is a clear threat to our national security and to our great farmers, especially since the Chinese government enacted a law in 2017 requiring Chinese citizens abroad to collaborate with their country's security officials on intelligence work with no questions asked. This isn't about where you're from. We welcome Chinese Americans, Russian Americans, and anyone else who's given up foreign oppression for American freedom. This is about where your loyalties lie. We simply cannot trust those who pledge allegiance to a hostile foreign power. That's why I signed Act 525, sponsored by Representative McKenzie and Senator Boyd, to ban Chinese and Russian-made drones. And it's why I signed Act 758, sponsored by Representative McElinden and Senator Stubblefield, banning public contracts with the CCP. We will make sure that every company operating in Arkansas is a friend to Arkansas and good to hardworking Arkansans. Secretary Ward has already notified Syngenta about this decision. If they refuse to sell, our Attorney General can move forward with legal proceedings and force them to get out of our state. Arkansas will always protect our farmers and our national security interest.
Can't say they'll just
go to another state that'll cuck for them. So
yeah, they'll go to a Democratic state, right. Michigan. Michigan will love them.
Well, Seattle. It has to be the right farming kind of area for what they're doing, because they're doing seed research. So I don't know
what all involved. Yeah. Can a company go into China and buy a bunch of land and start a company and bring? They don't allow this. They don't allow it, and we allow this.
Well, I think it's more people don't pay attention. Sparky, it's a real estate transaction, you know.
Sparky says neither Trump nor Biden will win. There'll be a twist coming up. Oh,
the twist.
A twist. There's a twist coming up. Okay. Well.
I mentioned
that
it's Vivek.
I mentioned in the chat during that last video, because it's fucking boring, that, you know, TikTokers are saying by 10:30. Well, because she's kind of, I mean, the information I thought was interesting, but her presentation of it was pretty yawn fest.
Deliveries.
Okay, then. All right, suck a dick. So in the chat, I said that I'd seen earlier that, you know, TikTokers are all, by 10:31, there's going to be a major Biden bomb come out, you know. So, man, who knows? Just like, you know, 2 weeks ago, we were all going to die. So,
can I just mention? Can we have a rule here? Can we have a rule for the show? If it bores you, should we show it to the audience? I say no. I vote no.
If it bores you, the information was interesting.
Oh,
but the execution was boring.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. So then maybe we don't tell the audience that we found the information boring.
I think you want to be a school teacher and tape my mouth shut.
All right. So you want to get into this one? That's good.
Do you want to get into it? I didn't know if you wanted to present or if you'd rather me present here.
Doesn't matter, Bob, because I don't care. We do double work.
Headline.
And it's my fault because, and it's my fault. And I'll tell you why it's my fault. Because I told you to put the stories on the board. And I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to get in here or not tonight. So I went and got everything ready.
You're fine. Yeah. And
you couldn't do it. But I will not do that next time.
Well, now that you didn't know whether or not I'd be able to present with admin powers.
Exactly, Bob. Yes. Exactly. So it's not your fault that this is all being this way. It's just what
happens. Why are you taking it out on us?
I'm not taking it out on you. Didn't I just say I apologized? What is it with people?
I don't know.
Wait, is it me?
I wasn't listening. You're like Huckabee right now.
Is it me? Dean says, boring. Eric Zane already covered this.
It's so good.
So, onto the headline. The teacher accused of taping students' mouth shut in class, charged with child abuse.
Oh, dear.
This was in Kingwood, West Virginia. Go figure there, huh? A Central Preston middle school teacher was arrested and charged with child abuse after police say she allegedly taped a student's mouth shut and wrapped his wrists in duct tape. Wow, that's some binding. That's like some S&M shit. Cassandra Sisler, 43. What were you going to eat for dinner? Sisler. Was arrested Friday in connection to an incident that happened earlier this month. The victim told police Sisler put duct tape over his mouth from ear to ear in the middle of class and wrapped his wrists in duct tape. They were aware of the accusations and contacted the appropriate authorities.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we done with the story or?
No, it's a terrible story. I'm just saying, I mean, do you, you know, isn't this kind of what we need? These asshole kids want to act up, they get fucking dealt with.
You know, I'm waiting for more information about this poor kid. Like he's like might be like autistic or there's something that
of course
may not be mainstreamed in. Well, no, but there's some and you know, I don't know.
It's always you can't hear because of the music.
I can't hear her.
Music was really loud.
Yeah, it's kind of.
Oh, see, I've got to turn way down here. So my apologies.
Yeah, now you know how
I'll fix it.
Is when I do it and you complain. It's the same thing.
Well, it's what happens when you're in Alabama and she's in North Jersey and I'm here. I can only hear what I can hear. All right. So here's my problem with this.
Yeah.
One day, all right, I don't mind it. 5 days? Like, does he do every time he says something or whatever? I mean, after the first day and this doesn't work, we have to do something else. We can't continue to duct tape this kid's mouth and his arms, hands, unless he wants to, unless this was a foreplay or
he's a middle schooler.
Yeah.
He's probably like 11, 12, 13. Like
13, 14 is middle school.
Yeah. I was 14 freshman year. So
yes. So okay, maybe 10, probably 10 to 13 years old, maybe.
Early teens. Yeah.
Right. And again, these kids, they think that they can't be touched and they can do whatever they want. And fuck the adults and adults can't do nothing to me. See, back in the day, you know, you gave an adult a bunch of shit, they'd give you a backhand, they'd knock the taste out of your teeth. You okay over there, Bob? You got it?
I clicked it. I can't help that it clicked it twice.
All right.
Jam Synthetics says, need a mug shot whether to know she's hot or not.
Agreed. And,
Bud Vugger says, if duct tape doesn't fix it, you're not using enough.
All right. Here she is, Candy Schisler, running for Preston County Democratic Committee.
Shocking. Okay.
There she is right there. Let's see if I can bring a picture of her
up. Her picture a little
bit. There she is. That's a felony right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Jason goes, not.
She is not hot.
I bet she's got a hell of a personality.
I would imagine she has a hell of a personality, but I did find it awful funny that she was running for
Candy with an eye.
Candy with an eye. Yeah.
The Sizzler.
She's definitely no eye candy.
Bud Bugger says, Candy is not dandy.
Candy is not dandy.
You guys are mean.
Oh, she's.
I wonder if it was like dollar tape or if it was like the good, you know, gorilla tape shit.
Mike says, hashtag felony. And Sparky Toast says, Apollo 13 used duct tape to get back to Earth. You ain't wrong.
Yeah.
Throw in the slammer, according to Jason. James Synthetic.
So. I don't know, man. What if your kid was being a dick, you know, and she just, that's how she dealt with it. No detentions, no, none of the bullshit, right? No,
it ain't
homework.
Easy being a teacher. It's not, yeah, nowadays, you know, I mean, in the old days, like in the 70s, you could kind of torment the kids.
I mean, that should be like between the parent and her sister. So. You know, if she, you know, if they're like, hey, you know, what'd my kid do? Well, he called me a cunt and he threw shit at me. Okay, duct tape him, tie his hands up. Punishment fit the crime.
Buttfucker says, I didn't know Sears was still doing glamour shots.
See? This what, kid gives you any shit, you do this.
That's a loogie from hell, dude.
That is a terrible loogie.
Oh. He cracks me up. You know what, Bob? That's my chirp. It's my chirp. Chirp,
huh? Nice.
All right. So I sometimes think the police get a bad rap.
No.
I do.
They don't help themselves sometimes.
Bob, I'm going to bring up this story that you put up there. I have it, so I'm just going to bring it up.
Go for it.
Here's a police officer who dropped DoorDash orders off there after pulling over the driver. Let's see if this video works. Please work.
He's a police officer?
There's a knock on the door. I thought, well, that's DoorDash. And then there's a police officer there. Sometimes administrative issues can jam you up, and it's not really your fault. And so we did what we could try to help her on scene and obviously help her with her DoorDash. After he left, I thought, maybe I should have given him a tip.
Just a tip.
Well, yeah, I mean, your taxes.
Bite fools out of each place.
Ew.
No, that's a different story, but in the news.
All right, so he pulled a driver over for speeding, and when he pulled it over, the license and registration was suspended, so she could not drive anymore. So I'm sure they gave her a ticket, but what they did was, since she was already had the order out, they took the order from McDonald's to that guy.
Which was
actually pretty cool. That's really nice of them to do that.
I thought it was. I thought it wasn't bad at all.
Kept it or ate it or just left it.
Well, maybe that's a good way. That's a good way for us to pay for our, you know, local cops. Yeah. While they're not fucking, you know, busting bad guys and shit, they could be doing
DoorDash. They drive around all the time. Why not
be doing DoorDash? Yeah, do some DoorDash.
Why not?
Budbugger says this 5-0 took a fucking nugget.
Yeah, I was just wondering if he's. But usually, what happens as a guy who gets DoorDash? What they do is they seal the bag from wherever you get it with a tape thing. And if the bag's open, you know there's fuckery at foot. So I don't like that. The one time I got an order and the bag, the seal was ripped. And I said, no, thank you. I don't know what happened to this food, but I don't want it. And then I called DoorDash, and DoorDash credited my order, had to make a new one, and sent it with another driver.
Wow.
Nice.
I didn't know you could reject it. I didn't know that. I didn't know you could. I've never ordered it.
Sorry, dude. I don't. He goes, well, it came that way. I said, yeah, you shouldn't take it. If it's got a seal broken, don't take it, because people aren't going to, they don't want it.
I've gotten DoorDash three times, and two out of the three, and all from the same place. And two out of the three times, it's been fucked up.
Really?
I think I found my exit strategy. Escort service called DoorGash.
Ew. Like,
thank you, John.
Chirp. No.
Maybe that could be the name of the show, DoorGash.
DoorGash.
I think we already had the DoorGash, didn't we? Didn't we have DoorGash once? I'll have to go look it up.
I don't think so.
All right. So then we go from one end of the spectrum where the cops are really good and they help the community. Then we have this. All right.
Ram.
So good. It's glory. So let's see what happens here.
Chirp, Sparky.
Get out. Get out. Put your hands back here.
I ain't doing shit.
That's a good way to.
It's a good start. It's a good start to the encounter.
I'm offended and I have rights.
It's every guy that ever worked for me when he got to work. I ain't doing shit.
All right.
Okay, this is about to get racist.
So what we have is a black gentleman in a Dodge truck, and the cop pulls him over, and he gets out. And the first thing he says, I ain't doing shit. Now,
that's more like, look, black person, beat him.
All right. Duchess, how would you describe this African-American gentleman?
appearance wise or just attitude wise? Because he seems a little tense and he looks like he's ready to kick some ass.
But maybe
it's just based on his presence, like his.
Do you think he's someone that could kick some ass?
He looks like he could fight. Yeah.
He's built pretty well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not a fat
ass. This image, he doesn't look puny. So no.
All right. Well, we'll let him get a little closer, and then I'll ask you again.
Put your damn hands back here, dude.
So now he's leaning forward. Oof, the cop said went to put him. He moved his hands. He's not allowing the cop to grab him. All right. So he's resisting right now. He's resisting. So the cop.
Sheriff's office. My name is Al Green. I don't care. Step to the rear of this vehicle.
So now he has the taser out. So he's telling the guy's confrontational.
In the name of the law of the state of Georgia, step back here now or you're getting tased.
All right. He doesn't want to be tased.
Watch me now. Put your hand on the back of that truck. Do you see that? Put your hands on the back of that truck.
Posing for the camera.
Both hands.
Now, right now, I would say to the cop, I think you're out of procedure here because he's looking, facing forward. He's still can go into fighting position. The usually reason you put your hand against the car is you lean on it. So that way the weight's there and the cop can put pressure on you. So you stay against the car. And if you move your hands,
have a visual.
Yeah, he can push you down into the car. So now the cop allows him to do what he wants. And he's here. This guy's very confrontational. He's built like a brick shit house. This gentleman
he's
here.
Not,
yeah, yeah. He's in good shape.
He's in good shape. He's not a man that I would want to fuck with. Like right now, if I was this sheriff, I'd be like, nervous. Yeah, I'm nervous. But he's got his taser out.
So can I just had a question. Like, I wish I knew a little bit beforehand, like this officer was already like up at 11. You know what I mean? Like so I'm just curious. But
so it's a white cop. That's it. So this is what happened. The cop was going down the road, and this gentleman here in the Dodge truck passed him at over 100 miles an hour.
Okay. So
and was
that's,
swerving that's in and out of traffic.
So that's definitely
DoorDash.
Okay. So he had order delivered.
Yeah, he was driving
so
DoorDash.
He pulled this officer. So he pulled him over. All right.
So it was a dangerous situation. Okay.
It's a dangerous situation. And he gets out of the car in a very, very aggressive stance.
Yeah.
Okay. Leaning forward, hands to his side. All right.
Austin
so,
balls.
Right. Okay. I would immediately.
Well, he got out saying, I ain't doing shit.
Right.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. If I was that cop.
He called for backup.
I would be calling for backup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Turn around.
So now the Smurf has got his head turned to the side because he said, turn around. And he's not obeying orders here. All right, so he's being very, very confrontational with this officer. Am I wrong in anything I'm saying here right now?
He seems very aggressive and like very almost passive aggressive. Like he's put your hands on the truck, so he's like, my hands are on the truck, you know, but not obviously not in the way the officer probably would prefer.
Butt Vugger says that a cop broke open a new deck and pulled out the ace of spades.
Oh dear.
All right, so
34 can't see me not compliant.
Called for backup. So
he called for backup. He said, I got one non-compliant.
Okay. So I think that's a fair assessment at this point.
Kind of looks like he's complying a little.
A little.
It's like he's halfway complying.
But like it's like a sarcastic.
Maybe
like,
he has a boner.
Hand,
Maybe he has like a boner and doesn't want it up against this truck, you know?
That's it. That's exactly what it is. It's a boner. The man's got a boner. If it was a boner, he'd probably be out
wouldn't
in the
center.
Wouldn't
he point it out at people? Like, hey, look at my boner.
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing.
Is that
right
what
now.
You guys do?
No.
You could call DoorDash.
I'll tell you what I would have done when the cops had come to me, come over here, come. I would have put my hands on the back of the car and I would have made this police officer feel safe. Okay? I would not be sitting here having this confrontation with this police officer like this right now.
It's
because you're a pussy.
We're 40. Yeah, I'm a pussy. I'm a pussy. You know what? I'm a pussy.
He's got a gun.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't want to get shot.
Get shot.
Pussy.
All right.
Your name is Officer who? Staff Sergeant Aldridge with the Camden County Sheriff's Office.
Who county?
Camden County. Put your hand behind your back.
Do I have a warrant? Wait. No.
Do I have a warrant? Yes.
Either put your hand behind your back or you're getting tased. I'm telling you that right now.
This guy's too close to the
interviewer. Because you are under arrest for speeding and reckless driving.
I'm not driving. Nobody was hurt. How was I speeding?
You passed me doing 100 miles an hour.
Okay, so that's a speeding ticket, right?
Sir, tickets in the state of Georgia are criminal offenses.
I don't have a ticket in Georgia.
You do now?
Why?
You passed me doing 100 miles an hour.
And what? I'm not going to...
Hands behind your back.
Now he's a goddamn prison lawyer. Okay?
He's arguing, and that's bad for the police officer to engage in this.
Well, okay, what if all he did was pass the cop doing 100 miles an hour and then pulled over when he was told to pull over? I didn't see any where the guy ran or any stuff, tried to elude.
Well, Deputy Sheriff says that in Georgia, a traffic violation is a
criminal offense. Yeah, it's criminal offense. No, not a
well, 100 over, miles an over hour. A certain,
maybe yeah. 30 miles an hour over might be. Yeah, but if
you fucking law, this is why we have we can't have any nice things because you fucking apologists are sticking up for this fucking guy, and he's done nothing since he got out of that car but be confrontational and non-compliant.
What, the cop? Yeah, you're right.
No,
the cop
has
been very confrontational.
Not the cop.
He pulled the guy over and wasn't even out the car yet, and he's yelling at him.
Told him to get out of the car.
No, he didn't. He yelled at him.
Just the fuck
with anger.
Don't tell me.
Back it up, bitch. Fuck, you're at a minute and a half now.
Step out.
Step out. Step out of the car.
That's not.
Get out.
He's yelling at him. He's screaming at him.
Get out.
Okay, Bob, so when a cop is that fucking agitated, has a taser and a fucking gun on you, do you think when you first get out of the fucking truck, you do this?
Put your hands back here.
I ain't doing
the
shit.
Cop has no right at this point.
You think that's a good idea to just get out of there and say to the cop, I ain't doing shit?
Hey,
have
listen,
your hands to
listen,
your side?
All right, officer, I ain't driving a Dodge Ram here on the interstate. Quit fucking yelling at me. All right?
Is that what he said, Bob? Is that what you want him
no,
to say?
No, that's what I'm telling you right now, Dick.
Yeah, well, Dick! Fuck
trying
you.
To have a discussion
fuck
with
you with this bullshit. With I'm having a discussion with you. The guy
no, you're
gets
not.
Out
you're yelling
and has
at
a
me.
Fucking. So what? I'm yelling. So what? I yell all the time.
Just calm the
he
fuck
has
down.
A fucking. He has an attitude. He's got an attitude where he's got his hands. He's got an aggressive attitude. And you're
well,
sitting
the cop
there
has
about
an
sticking
attitude.
Up for him.
The cop has an the attitude cop, right out of the gate.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Are you
the
out,
cop
of yours?
Is out of
yours?
Yeah, the cop has an attitude because this guy's driving down the road at 100 mile an hour,
okay.
Weaving in and out of cars,
and he pulled over. When he was told
and he pulled
to.
Over. Okay. So he's getting arrested. And the cop has a gun and the cop has a taser. And all of a sudden he's supposed to say, sir, do you know that you were doing 100 mile an hour weaving in and out of traffic? Maybe I should give you a ticket.
I don't think he has the right to scream at him the way that he does disrespectfully. So what? So he was doing 100. Maybe he didn't fucking realize it, but he pulled over without a fight from what I could tell.
I can't wait to play the rest of this video because now I'm
we'll
playing
go to 130 where you were.
I am. I'm getting right there to 130 right now.
That's here good. Go. That's good.
You are going to jail. Hand behind your back.
He just tased this guy.
Okay.
And this guy isn't even moving. This
moved.
Guy isn't even moving.
And he's yelling at him while fucking charging the guy. Hands behind your back. Dude, you can't move your fucking arm.
Put your hands
like
behind your back.
You can't.
Now, oh my God. Crazy arse. Holy shit. The cop's in the road.
Oh, push the cop into traffic.
All right, so now he took the taser leads out, or not, I don't know, but
oh,
he took...
Shh.
Now he's in a fist fight with this cop.
That's not
and
good.
And this is
looks
okay,
like they're
Bob?
About to dance. Looks like they're
this
dancing.
Is okay,
look.
Bob? This mm-hmm. is okay?
Keep just. Keep
I didn't
going.
Say that.
I'm just
at
wondering.
At this point, yeah, the guy's a dick.
Now, they're fighting. I would have got my gun out and shot this guy by now. As soon as he did that twirl around thing,
yeah.
I would have pulled the gun out and he would have got a hot lead.
And you're also right next to cars going by you going 80.
Yeah.
He's facing towards the woods. He's going to shoot towards the woods. This guy is attacking him. As soon as he turned around after getting tasered, now the guy's attacking this cop. But wait.
There's more. Fuck was that? Oh my God. Is he choking the cop?
Yeah, does he go for his gun? No. He goes for the wand, and he tries to take him. Now, this is the second non-lethal method he tried to use.
I understand.
Method he's tried to use.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, bitch.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable watching this.
Getting him with the Smurf beater and not winning.
Well, we missed
the
show.
I think he may have won now.
Guess what? After he heard the
Yeah, bitch.
He pulled his gun out.
Yeah, well.
Well, who's a bitch now?
I'm bitching my gun. Stay down.
He only shot you twice with bullet holes in you.
He only shot him one time. He only shot him one time. He could Sometimes empty his clip. I mean, we've seen it where cops have shot until the gun was empty.
Yeah, like eight, nine times for no reason. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No. This was this looks totally justified. Like.
Shut up!
I can't believe no one stopped. All these chucks going. Like people seeing this cop struggle.
Came to shots fired. Shot fired, came to.
Here comes a.
He's shaking.
Brinks.
That a Brinks truck?
That's a Brinks truck.
Shit.
He's like, hey, my rides here.
Brinks truck went by, saw that this officer was in trouble.
There you go. Thank you.
I haven't watched this, too.
By the way. Yeah.
So
they're fucking armed. Yeah.
So does the guy.
No, no, get up. Stay down.
Now the guy's shot. He's still trying to get up.
This guy's so impaired. He's got to
maybe. Maybe he's on something.
Stay down. I'm
flailing.
Stop resisting.
Stop resisting.
Stop resisting. Oh.
Mike says, I can never remember even going 100 mile an hour without realizing it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's saying that was the case, but it happens.
I'm tired of it. I mean, that guy did everything he did, everything he could to not shoot this gentleman. And he finally shot him. He could have shot him dead. He shot him one time, I think in the side. It looked like he was in the side.
That was 100% justified.
That guy was still moving.
That cop did everything he could to not, do what he ended up having to do.
He was flopping around like a flounder on a deck after he got shot. All right. We got to calm down here, Bob. Let's do something we both can agree on. God damn, is Lauren Boebert hot?
AI. Lauren Boebert.
It looks like AI.
I don't care. It's not real. I don't care.
Bob just wants to get it, or John wants to get his hand on her boobs.
You ain't lying right there.
They need to do, but they got two of them there. They could do one of the back shot. They don't have to do both front.
One for each of you.
All right. So she, there's a story out now that, and again, I don't understand. This is such a non-story story. They're saying that the restaurant, the owner, the restaurant of her former boyfriend, she would take people there and buy them dinner. She said that they put down $317.48 in July at the Hooch Craft Cocktail Bar in Aspen, Colorado. It was owned by Quinn Gallagher, the man who accompanied Boebert to the theater on that fateful September night. Boebert and Gallagher were caught on camera fondling each other amid a crowd that included families with children.
Yeah, we know. We know what happened there.
Boebert was also vaping and being generally disruptive.
And getting her tits felt up.
Yep. Yeah, she was.
Maybe that was her paying him the bar tab back. He got a couple handfuls of boob.
All right. So then they say that the association with Gallagher and Hooch that caused problems for the conservative is a gay-friendly bar that hosts drag shows, which Boebert publicly criticized. She was meeting with donors and covering their food and beverage costs at the popular local establishment of their choosing. And they said, well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly legal.
It is.
So then one of the drag queens said, you know, it's not like that was their first date. This has been going on for quite some time.
Right. Oh, they'll spill the tea. Drag queen would be happy to roll on her.
How dare you date a Republican? How dare you date a Democrat? That's so stupid.
So Boebert says she and Gallagher are no longer dating because he's a Democrat.
A liberal.
Jesus Christ. All right. What else do we have up here?
Well, we got some comments here. Mike agrees with me. He says that's terrible, but still that driver didn't deserve that cop's attitude. Sparky saying we didn't see what happened before he was stopped. He might not have stopped right away. Well, I mean, you're doing 100 miles an hour. It takes a second and a lot of traffic. So, but yeah, that wasn't in the video. I'm sure if it would have helped the officer, they would have put that in the video. So it probably didn't exist. Budvugger, Bobert Gate is my January 6th.
Every night, Budvugger?
Damn.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, I mean, maybe she just thinks, you know, a good dick is a good dick. And then she was all ready for it. So Democrat or not, she's like, it worked.
Well, I'll go ahead. Like,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to.
All right. Before you go into something else, I just want to say that that apparently all her donors now, or her former donors, are now donating to the gentleman that's going to primary her in the next election. So she's really getting primaried. Yeah, oh, and well, they want her out. So,
well,
fingers crossed that it will be an OnlyFans in the future.
That's where I was going to go with that. Good job.
Yeah.
We agree like on money? Something. There's no fighting there. Only which one's going to watch first.
I got to support them grandbabies. So, you know.
Baby.
Oh, I clicked it. It didn't. There it goes.
I done clicked it. Okay.
I want one of these to put in my van.
The vans are not rocking. Don't come.
Breaking news. Stores are running out of tampons due to the rise of pussies in this country. I got the volume up. I don't know why it ain't playing, but
we don't really need the volume, do we? We could read.
No, that's fine. I thought that was funny.
I guess it's probably the people in the car filming it, probably laughing.
I think that's awesome to have that in the back of your car.
Well, you can buy those very easily. Yeah.
Well, that's a big giant one. I didn't know that they made them that large for cars.
That's what he said.
That one was probably modified.
Oh, here you
go. Oh, I thought you'd like that story. I thought you might even borrow that one for tomorrow night.
Deputy says he found a man having sex with a stuffed animal in a rocking vehicle. Isn't that Kevin Brenning?
Look at those eyes.
I don't know who that is.
Ooh.
This is in the land of the Jody B. A 55-year-old Arkansas man faces drug and sexual indecency charges after a deputy says he spotted him having sex with a stuffed animal.
Is that the guy on the side of the road that Jody?
I want to know.
Oh, like, my God.
That guy.
Yeah, that almost looks like that guy.
Over. Maybe nobody pulled over and that was him.
Is Jody still here? Is Jody still here?
Oh, God, Jody, are you here? I haven't seen him comment in a while.
I'll watch the chat.
Should
carry
we summon
on.
Him?
Yeah. Yeah. Carry
I was
on
just trying to give him a picture here. So, okay. Yeah,
you're welcome, Mike, by the way.
So a judge has found probable cause to charge the 55-year-old Theodore T. Morgavin III with possession of a controlled substance.
It's Theodore T. Morgavin III.
His father's so proud of him right now.
Furnished,
hopefully there's not a
boy. I would imagine his father's probably dead. Furnishing, possessing, using prohibited articles, possession of drug paraphernalia, and public sexual indecency.
Wait a minute. Okay. If you're in your own vehicle and you're banging a
if you're in public
stuffed
though.
Animal, yeah, but you're in your car, you're parked on a like the roadside or
something. Yeah, I'm with Bob on this. I don't think I don't even think if you're
can
doing
see
it
inside.
Okay,
like, I don't have the entrance of Walmart.
You don't have
no
tinted black windows, and someone can see you.
Not that's everybody can. Well, maybe he likes an audience. Oh. He's getting down.
Well, I mean that's okay. So maybe that's indecency. But I mean, if he's in a van and you can't really see him, and the cop just I don't know looks in the front, he sees this guy going to town on a fucking Winnie the Pooh doll.
Oh no!
What
if it was like a Lauren Boebert doll?
Well,
there's probably one coming out very shortly, I'm sure.
Can I be next when you're done?
Stuffed animal.
I'll take sloppy seconds.
Yeah, I don't think the having sex with a stuffed animal is a crime. It's
Sparky asks, can you be charged with a sex crime on a stuffed animal?
Yeah,
and what if the stuffed animal was a participant?
Was I was really upset to find out that they didn't like describe the animal in the article. Really, I felt that was a severe poor you know, journalism on their part for not telling us what the animal was.
He observed that the vehicle was rocking, No. The deputy reported he looked inside the vehicle and saw Morgan having sex with a stuffed animal.
No.
Upon learning that Morganville had a search waiver on file from the Community Department of Corrections, the deputy searched the vehicle and found a purse containing two marijuana pipes, one syringe. He was being booked in the county detention center. All right. So, in other words,
he's gross.
Of course he's gross. Look at him.
He's a man.
He's got
murder eyes. Like, it's like, well, I guess it was better it was a stuffed animal than probably a little girl. Because that's
what he'd probably
be picking up.
Get his DNA on file and then start searching. I have a feeling there's a few bodies that will be matched up.
Well, his DNA is probably up inside that animal.
Oh.
That's what I just said. Yeah, just get
it out. Mm-hmm. There's a terrible job for some Emmy.
Speaking of crime.
Sorry.
All right, Duchess?
This is
like the COVID swab that they jam up your nose. You take one of those, get inside the animal.
Give it a swipe.
Find out if the animal's pregnant.
That's like a pap smear.
Gonna have some little beanie babies.
That's like the pap smear Q-tip. Like, that's that kind of thing.
Or you could wait a couple of days and just go in there and chip a piece off.
Oh, yeah. Scrape it like a barnacle off a boat.
Okay, so...
put that in your coffee.
Let me tell you a story.
Protein chips.
You guys know that I'm a fan of this... Hold on, let me get everybody get composed here.
Sorry, that was funny.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sparky says maybe it was a peewee doll.
Oh.
You know what? I'm thinking like a big... I'm thinking like a big stuffed bear.
Like the big giant ones?
Yeah, like a big
carnival
bear. Like a carnival bear or something like that.
Kind of hug you.
Yeah. Something kind of hug you back.
I don't know. It was a van, wasn't it? It was a van, right?
Yeah,
it's plenty of room in there for that.
Yeah, I don't see it being like a little tiny like teddy bear or anything like that. I think it's rather, it's a large bear.
Like Barney.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you. You love me. We're going to the... I don't know what rhymes with the... Whatever. We're going to the big house. What was that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Remember the bear in the big...
I love Bear in the Big Blue House. Do not tarnish that.
Bear in the Big Blue House. What? And then he had the mouse. And then what was the other thing that
Tutter.
Was there? Tutter was the mouse. And then there was something else that was...
I think there was like two little...
Wasn't there a rabbit? Wasn't there a rabbit?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. Anyhow.
Oh.
What if it was an Elmo doll when you pull the thing in the back and it starts to talk like Elmo? Oh, yeah, I keep doing that.
You should just shoot that. That's terrible. Nobody wants to hear it.
Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder.
It's a fuck
Elmo
me Elmo.
Elmo likes it.
Fuck me Elmo. Anal Elmo.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Anal Elmo. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder. You know how I like it.
Pull my string.
I'm having my period.
Maybe he jammed. String. He jammed a vibrating egg up there first. I better shut up because I sound like I know what I'm talking about
You sound very familiar with it there.
Stuffed animal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Is it not Elmo?
I hope Mrs. Bob Mother Bob threw away all Bob's stuffed animals when he was a kid.
I didn't have any.
Yeah. Oh, I imagine maybe that's why you have that imagination.
Right.
Oh my god.
All right, last story of the night. Uh-uh. You know, guys know how I'm a fan of Steel Toe.
No.
And Steel Toe. And then I'm also a fan of Anthony Cumia, which is Compound Media. And he has one of the shows there is in Hot Water. And it's Gino Pisconti, who's a comedian. And he's from this area. Well, he's engaged to Canoe Thompson. Canoe Thompson is a She's a comedian, and she does the live stream that we do. And she was doing a 6-hour live stream. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Keanu.
What did I say?
And you were saying canoe, like that thing you get in with a
canoe, like
with a paddle.
Yeah.
Right. So it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and she is there, and she's just getting off the phone, and this happens.
I hope you and Richard, I hope you are reunited with your lover, Richard Simmons, once again, whenever he decides to come out of hiding. Take care. I think.
Yeah, get the fuck down. Holy shit.
Bitch, aim your mic the right fucking way when you talk.
How many gunshots did she need to hear before she sat her ass down on the
floor? Four might have been firecracker.
There was 9 shots total.
I think she knew it wasn't pretty quickly.
It looks like that's not her first time crawling up from under a
bed. Something
I don't know if you can tell, but there's screaming going on outside. You can hear a woman's voice screaming.
Yeah,
and that music's going the whole time.
Oh my fucking god,
that's a good time to take the Lord's name in vain.
Maybe call 911.
No, that would be stupid.
No, but I'm camera, I gotta pose.
Oh my fucking god.
Ah, soft fails again. Well, look at her mic. It's not even aimed the right way.
I don't know. I hear people screaming out here like,
she should have pulled the mic down.
Well, no.
Soft fails again.
Yeah, her mic is like this.
Oh, God.
She's on the phone.
Did you hear that? My window's open.
Her what is open?
Window.
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 He says, go close the window.
Oh,
the bullet's just going to fall off it.
Yes,
did she call her the cops or her boyfriend?
No, she's talking to Gino.
Oh, that's good. That'll help.
The boyfriend called her because he's watching this.
He's watching her do this.
And he hears where does the gunshot. He live?
Does he live in the same city?
He lives in the same city, but I don't know where
well,
he lived.
Well, the comments said that this was like a 3 or 4 part in a video, and the comments said that he went and got her and took her to his place, which is in a worse neighborhood.
Yeah, it is. He lives in the Bronx, I think. I think that's where he lives. So anyhow, an army vet was shot and his wife was assaulted while on their first date since the birth of their child 10 days ago.
Oh, my God.
The whole incident was caught on a podcaster's live stream. The New York Police Department said 32-year-old man and a 29-year-old woman were leaving Iggy's Bar in the Upper East Side just before 3 a.m. when the incident unfolded on Wednesday. According to the police, the couple got into a verbal dispute with another pair, which took a violent turn. The attacker pulled a gun on the two and fired 7 times. Nope, 9. I counted them.
It's a karaoke bar. I just Googled it. It's a karaoke bar. You sucked at karaoke. You fuck you.
Hey, I was going to do Mustang Sally, you fucker.
Well, her podcast feed can explode. She's going to love
Don't you ever,
for a while.
Don't you ever sing Joe Cocker again. The gunfire caused Thompson to flinch. The video footage of the live stream having since been shared on social media. Thompson appeared visibly shaken, screaming, and continued gunfire.
Could be heard
from the street below. At one point, Thompson dives on underneath her desk for safety and says, "Oh my fucking god!" So this has went viral. I mean, this is in all the newspapers. The police say they are looking for 2 suspects in the shooting who fled the scene on foot, with the accused gunman being as described as a man in his 30s dressed in black.
It's not a terrible neighborhood.
No,
it's the Upper East Side, for crying out loud.
Well, it's got karaoke bars. Of course, it's not a bad neighborhood.
But I mean, like, it's near like Lenox Hill and all. It's in a decent, it's not a terrible spot.
Yeah. Yeah, I caught that too. I thought that was I was going to put that on the board, but I seen it was like a 5-part, and I didn't know if we needed to watch all 5 parts.
Well, it's a good thing New York doesn't have a lot of crime. Right, John?
That's right. God forbid that New York doesn't have a lot of crime. That's all I got to tell you. And you know, those gun laws are really, really working well over there.
Mike has something to share. He says, did you hear that? I just heard some guy say, that guy was parking in front of my driveway.
He parked in front of my
driveway.
That's
what's scary is he does have fucking guns, that lunatic.
Why is it scary?
Maybe he'll turn one on himself.
I don't know if he's...
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I do have to... We do have one thing before we leave.
Oh, I have another thing.
Or he goes, get off my lawn.
Okay, I've got it up, but go ahead.
We both have the same one.
Yeah, yours is probably better quality.
Which one of you got it up first?
Okay. I'm not having a cock off with Bob.
Nope, you'll lose.
Oh, sure I will, Bob, because you're such a man.
I can leave when you guys can do that. Okay.
I have a bone to pick with America, so I'm headed to my serving job. I fucking hate it.
Then don't go to it.
I fucking hate it. Why would I make more money serving? I have my literal business marketing degree.
Literal.
That put me in literally a cute $80,000 in debt. And I make more serving sushi rolls. Because I've been applying to marketing jobs fucking for weeks now. And the pay cut is insane.
Wow.
She ain't wrong.
Insane. Yeah. But the jobs that are like a cute $150,000 to $200,000 a year, I'm not getting those. I'm a 20... almost 25 year old, my birthday soon. Almost 25 year old chick going against, you know, corporate ass America, people with so much experience. All I got is my degree. You know, people say, get your degree, but then they don't talk about how you need experience. The degree was the experience.
No, it's not, you dumb whore.
Honey, relax.
She needs to relax.
What a retard. What a retard.
So, this is
what's wrong. Entitled. I can be mad.
This is
I paid $80,000. Give me a job.
Yeah. That's what's wrong with the youth of this country.
Youths. Yeah.
See, what would happen is you would go to college for marketing, and then you would go get a job. That would be your day job, marketing. And you didn't make enough money. So what you did was you were a server at night. You worked two jobs. Mm-hmm. That's how they used to do it back in the day. You got enough experience. You got enough experience in your day job where you made enough money where you did not need your night job anymore. And that's how things worked. But now they're $80,000 in debt. Did you see the car? She's not driving no clunker.
She's got her a little leathery to me.
Yeah. Nice, yeah. She had a panoramic roof.
May not have been her car, but.
No. Okay. Might not have been her car.
That was her car. That was her car. Okay. It was a little like a girl car.
Budvugger says, get an internship your senior year.
All right. Okay. I'm going to speak up a little bit on this because my two girls I have one finishing her master's and the other one just went through her 4-year.
How much did that cost?
You're not allowed to say master anymore. Got to say primary.
Either way, they're both in a decent amount of debt. My eldest is about 60K. My youngest did it a little differently. And
you were going to say smarter, but go ahead.
I was going to say smarter because she went through community college. But she still has not as much debt as her sister, but they are paying their debt. And we paid what we could, but I mean, it was pretty much on them. But the job market is very challenging. And while this chick seems super entitled and whiny, she's not wrong. My eldest has applied for. She would keep a spreadsheet of where she applied because you don't want to reapply to the same place. And she had a list, like it had to have been 120 places. Like they don't hire. And the problem is they require a degree, but you have to pay, you can't pay less than what it roughly is to get a degree. You can't demand someone has a 4-year degree in marketing or communication or whatever the field is, and then pay them minimum wage. Then you're looking for someone to do minimum work. So the pay scale does have to balance.
You're saying that if they paid $80,000 to get their degree, that their job should pay at least $80,000 a year, kind of.
I think the job shouldn't pay $35,000.
right, or 40. Right, right.
I think the job should be now. Are they going to pay off their degree in a year? No, they're going to have to pay. It's going to take them a while. Not, and I, that's part of the deal. That's what they signed on for. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these, a lot of jobs now, you can't, any job in that field, you can't go based on like, oh, I've done this in the past. And, you know, I think Gen X was probably the last, you know, generation that could get away with not having a college degree and still be able to get a job. But now they want that piece of paper, and it doesn't even matter half the time. And especially when that piece of paper is like, oh, there's one place near me that was hiring for receptionist and they wanted a 4-year degree to answer
for
a fucking
receptionist
phone. Yeah. And they were paying like $15 an hour. I'm like, that job is not, if you're paying $15 an hour, you do not need a 4-year degree. You need, you finished high school degree. That's what you need.
Right.
Or the 2-year. Expectations.
An associate's minimum, degree.
I could see that even.
Let's go with an associate's degree.
So the jobs do have to balance out with what the demands are. But that's also why I think the youth, the millennials and the Gen Zs are not job, like you don't just work at your job for 20 years and retire. They're not faith. If they're not getting paid or they're not getting the compensation, they will go somewhere else because they don't. That's how it is now.
Right. There's no loyalty with.
But the company isn't loyal either.
Well, I understand There's no loyalty anymore. That's the problem.
I thought you meant just specifically with them.
But what if this chick would have taken that 80 grand and, you know, borrowed that like small business loan style and just opened up a fucking business?
Maybe, but it depends. No. I mean, I don't know what she was looking to do.
Well, she obviously wants to just fucking write a desk and just talk all day because it's a business degree, you know, marketing degree. My literal business marketing.
Yeah. My oldest has that. It's a tough field.
I've
gotten business administration, done something else, but.
Right. There's a difference between women and men. There's plenty of jobs out there for men that you don't need a college degree for. If you want to be a carpenter or some kind of the trades, not really. I mean,
anybody who wanted to get into the trades, they could do that. Yes.
I guess.
Is it geared mostly to women? Chick, not really, but like, they could.
This chick could have just went and got some bigger tits and just married a fucking rich guy.
Like I told my daughter to get some leather pants and go for her welding degree. Said so you get women hired everywhere.
Women can
everybody will hire you. She right, didn't like that.
Why? About to get racist.
Well, because she's like, oh, highly offended.
it's beneath me to weld.
No, well, to use her sexuality. I'm like, girl.
Oh, leather. Well, I thought you meant
I said leather pants and go get some welding done. So everybody will hire you. So anyway.
Why is there no sound? I don't get what's going on here. Yeah, I'm getting no sound out of this. Give me a second. I haven't changed anything, done nothing. I don't know why. Yeah, everything looks great. No reason for it. But, oh well, there's no sound. Screw it. I give up. Just like Sparky. The chat, not fucking coming up here.
Yeah. Sparky says women can be better welders than men. And then Budbugger says women make better sandwiches.
Yes, they do.
And JM Synthetics said women are good at welding grilled cheese sandwiches. So are you saying you men can't even do that?
No. I mean, if you want to get serious about this, there's some trades that women can't do. They just don't have the physical. Yeah. They don't have the physical strength for it. I mean, they could be an electrician. It doesn't take much to pull wires. They can be electricians. They can be
elevator.
I would say some plumbing. No, they can't do elevator work. Elevator work is too tough for. I've seen women in the elevator business. They can't handle. They can't pull generators. They can't.
It's tough.
They're useless.
The physical.
They are. I can't help it. They're useless.
Useless.
Useless. Hold on. Let me say it again in case you didn't understand it.
I heard
the elevator women are useless in the elevator business in the construction side. Sorry. Sorry, you don't like the truth.
Sorry, we're useless.
Useless. You can't pick things up. You can't carry heavy loads. Right. Oh, thank God. Bob's got it. Hold on. Here we go. It's coming back.
I'm sorry.
I can't wait for this. I'm so excited. It sounds very racist.
Shut up. Dick.
That's racist. What am I say? I saw white people. As soon as I see white people, I'm like,
fuck me. I can't even get it to fucking pull up here. This is dumb.
Jesus Christ, Bob. Hold on. Let me get it there. There you go, Bob. I
can't pull it up.
Bob can't get it up. Let me see if I can help Bob get it up.
There you go, Mike 945.
Yeah. You know what? Let's just talk over their whole fucking thing. You know what? Screw it.
Well, it's not playing.
Now we're screwing it again? Okay.
Yeah. We're going to screw it. Again. I'm out.
All right. Bye. We're done.
Oh.